At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The numbers say he might be the best postseason quarterback ever. I told you, he has thrown 25 playoff touchdowns. There are a total of 21 quarterbacks who've thrown at least 20. He's the only one not to start a Super Bowl. In his four playoff runs that ended in losses to Kansas City, Allen has accounted for 28 touchdowns and one turnover. That is across 10 games and 424 passes and runs. His touchdown to interception ratio in the playoffs, by a wide margin, the best of all time. It's over 6-1. Mahomes is second at less than 5-1. In playoff history, teams that score at least 3 touchdowns with 0 turnovers are 140-19. Allen is the only quarterback to lose more than one of those games. He has lost 3 of them, all in the last 4 years, all against Kansas City.
Well, when you put it that way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. No Joe today. Jeremy White with you on this Friday. Going to be hot today again. And weekend looking warm, nice. I think the temperatures next week start to get a little bit more handleable. Today, high of 87. Next week, into the upper 70s. But this weekend, 87 today, 88 tomorrow, 82 on Sunday. So, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, talking a little football. Do you guys know where the interception was? Do you remember it? Allen's thrown his postseason interception in the last however many games or whatever. Like, do you remember any of his postseason mistakes?
I couldn't tell you that I could remember the specific interception or when it came, because the only games I think of for him as being poor performances playoff wise was that, like, Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And
it's like the only one.
That's the one that sticks out. And so, if he threw an interception in whatever game, was it, like, there's got to be somewhere that came that it probably, if I'm not remembering it, I hope it didn't hurt them that bad.
Yeah. He's thrown a couple. He's thrown 4 postseason interceptions in his career.
Okay.
And sometimes, well, one against Kansas City in 2021, 2 against the Dolphins in the opening round game in 2023. And then one against Cincinnati. Cincinnati, that's the one I remember. And
that was the one that I was reaching for.
In part because, I mean, at that time it was 27-10. He throws that pick and then they kneel it down. So you almost want to say that one, not that it doesn't matter, but that interception certainly didn't hurt them. They're down 17 points. He throws an interception with a minute left.
Right.
So, you know, that game was, of course, not a very good game, but even the interception numbers, is 25 touchdowns to 4 interceptions in his postseason career. I don't remember either of the picks against the Dolphins. One of those might have been the defensive touchdown they scored. He gets hit, and maybe I thought it was a fumble return for a touchdown. Maybe it was a pick.
Maybe that's right.
Anyway, 803-0550. We're talking about, you know, the Bills and a joint practice coming up today. Kind of asking the question about, like, where you are with the operation right now. We're about to start another season. And are you a year-to-year fan? Like, all right, we'll see how this goes this year. And at the end of this year, I might want changes. Because the Bills have been as steady as any organization for a long time now here. Or are you just kind of like, I think the operation is good enough that just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. You've been great for 4 or 5 years, and one of these times it's gonna push through. If I had to pick one of those two, I think I'm closer to the second, just because the idea of changes, I just don't know what those would be. I would have to see an idea for that first. And some of those ideas that you could have floated, those ideas have kind of gone away. Like Sean Payton was a name I'd always mention. Like, it's got to be somebody that really, really rates to even imagine a conversation. So anyway, Alex in Grand Island. Hey, Alex, good morning. Hello, Alex.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good, you're on the air.
Awesome. I was kind of thinking about earlier the whole now or never thing. And you talked about the defense being a little bit different. It is like the team has shifted from having a team with a young, developing Josh Allen, which was exciting, high-flying, and a reliable defense, whereas now it's kind of the opposite. But now we got young defensive players. We're hoping to add juice. And Josh is as steadfast as you think he'll ever be.
Yeah. And on the defense, like, it's a good point that they have flipped in that way. He used to be so reliable defensively. And last year was a big dip for them, in pass defense especially, last year. And this, I keep mentioning, by the way, Alex mentioned that now or never thing. I watched a Brett Coleman hour and 20-minute YouTube podcast on the Bills and, you know, digging into some of their numbers, what they do well, where they could improve, all their signings and just whatever. Like a football guy I trust, and, you know, we talked to a lot of football people that we trust, like Joe Marino and Jerry O. And anyway, Brett Coleman. One thing he noted about last year's team, and this is not the kind of thing that I'm going to pick out just watching on television, and maybe it's hard to pick out on television, is he pointed out the number of times they ran certain coverages and how, in his eyes, he thought the Bills spent the entire year last year protecting their safeties, that they did not trust them the way that they trusted Poyer and Hyde. And that might not come as a huge surprise, but he kind of laid out the numbers of when they played cover four versus cover two versus – and just look at what the Bills did last year. They changed the way they play defense because they didn't trust their safeties. And that's where Cole Bishop comes in. Like, he's someone that didn't really contribute last year. He was hurt a bunch, growing pains, whatever you want to say. Like, every time we get an update on any practice, whether it's watching at St. John Fisher or today – watching today, Sal's going to give us the breakdown, the rundown of how the joint practice with the Bears goes, and then the game on Sunday. I'm hoping to kind of just hear good things about the safeties, because I do think last year the safeties were a major problem. And it might be more than just whether or not the safety makes a play or misses a play. It's, do the safeties allow the defensive-minded coach with the defensive back's background to do the things he wants to do back there? Because, you know, football's a game of, you got a lot of things you want to do. What are the things you can do? And the Bills' defense last year had holes in the defensive line, holes in the secondary, and they hope to have plugged those. But they're counting on young players for that. And if they hit, well, then that'll be great. I mean, it's not nuts to suggest that young players could be what do it. Kansas City, when they traded Tyreek Hill and kind of shifted what they did, how'd they do it? They did it with young players on their defense. They had a great...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great draft. Got 3-4 starters out of a draft and kind of rolled into a very, very good defense. Much better than they had been. And it's very possible the Bills could do that as well. 803-0550 on McDermott's present, future. You know, those numbers from Mike Greenberg. It's look at all these numbers. Josh Allen's been amazing and somehow hasn't made a Super Bowl. And the obvious follow-up to something like that from Greenberg, who somebody sent that to me last night and said, how do you not talk about McDermott more often? We talk about it plenty. It's just a matter of, you know, will something ever change, or will the thing that changes be that they get the job done? Tim in Buffalo. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, so we're talking about James McDermott. I think it was 2 years ago. What were we, 6-6? Kind of on the brink of missing the playoffs. He was the main topic on being on the hot seat. Last year, that conversation kind of went away a little bit, you know? We went back to AFC Championship, obviously.
Yep.
So my point is, I think next year, or this year, you know, we don't make it to an AFC Championship, or at least the Super Bowl, obviously, he's going to definitely be on the hot seat. And I think the following year, if we don't make it again, the same, you know, same song and dance, round two or AFC Championship, no Super Bowl appearance, do you think maybe that's when Joe Brady would step in for a head coaching position? Because there's talks about that, too, obviously. Like, he's not going to be in Buffalo forever if he doesn't get, you know.
Yeah. I wonder about Brady. Thanks, Tim. I wonder about Brady if he's the next Ben Johnson. And by that, I mean he stays where he is a little longer until the right job comes. Right? Like, Ben Johnson was the hot coaching candidate in football for a couple seasons. He was the offensive coordinator for the Lions for 3 years and the passing game coordinator for the Lions in 2021. But Ben Johnson took the job this year. He was very much thought to definitely going to take a job 2 years ago and didn't. And Brady, he got a couple of calls, right? An interview last year. I wonder if this upcoming season is the year that Brady gets a lot more of that and kind of decides for himself. Ben Johnson, his arc was, I'm waiting for the right job. He got Chicago came open, and it's Caleb Williams and an offense that looks ready-made for him. For Brady, you know, not all jobs are the same. What's the better job, the Charger job or the Saints job? You know, Herbert versus what? A retiring Derek Carr. What's the better job? If the Miami job comes available, is that a job that the hottest coordinator on the market's going to want? I mean, you just had an offensive mind. Mike McDaniel's there. Maybe they have a good season, maybe not. But he's a bright offensive mind and has had a very, very good record with Tua when Tua plays. Is the next coach going in there and going to hitch his wagon to a quarterback that misses time? And if he misses time, your offense isn't as good and you're going to pay for it with your own job. Like, not all jobs are the same. Obviously, I mean, you guys know that. And that's where, as much as I think we would all agree Brady is a great candidate to be a head coach and will be talked about a lot, I'm not going to treat it as a lock that he goes until we know what jobs are open. Like, who's the best quarterback whose coach gets fired this season? That's a good question, who that could be. The favorites for getting fired are Brian Daboll, and that's Jackson Dart. Like, are you signing up for Jackson Dart? If Jackson Dart does enough on tape to look good, I mean, Brian Daboll might keep his job. So you're a coach just kind of going into that mess? Maybe, maybe not. I'll have to think about that. What who's the best possible quarterback that could be waiting for a new head coach next year? I'll pull it up. Let me take a look at it and think about it through the break. 803-0550 if you're on hold, we'll get more of your calls in here. Also have news on a player the Bills, I think we can say, loved in the draft. He's on a team now, it appears, because he didn't get drafted. I'll tell you that story next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.